This is Living the RV Dream with Traveling Roberts, episode number 19 for July 28th, 2017.
I'm riding with my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers, van dwellers, full-timers, boondockers, rubber tramps. If it has wheels underneath, we are on the same page. This is the show for you, Living the RV Dream, episode 19 already, on this July 28th, almost the end of July. August is upon us. And remember, this program, this podcast is brought to you by Rad Power Bikes, and I'll tell you a lot more about them when we go deeper into the show. But right now, I'm recording a couple of days ahead here. This is right now on Tuesday, and it's incredibly hot out there. I was working outside on the RV. I was actually cleaning it up, and I finished installing the new closet that I replaced where my old TV was, and I'm making a hanging closet, and it's coming out great. Finally got the door from Winnebago, and it almost matches the rest of the doors in the RV, so it's close enough. I'll take it. But at one point, the app that I use for weather, it actually gave me an alert, you know, a notification that it was too hot. It was like excessive heat warning or something like that, a special weather statement. And it said that the perceived heat index was 119 degrees Fahrenheit. Can you believe that? I mean, the actual temperature here in Miami never goes above high 90s. But with the heat index, it feels a lot hotter. No wonder I almost dehydrated out there. But yeah, I'm recording a couple of days early because tomorrow I'm going to the infamous La Mesa RV in Port St. Lucie, my RV dealer, the closest one to Miami. And I might finally, cross your fingers, might finally be able to fix my water heater issues. Yeah, I'm replacing it, but I'm not gonna say anything else until they actually install it. I make sure it works correctly, and I'm able to take a warm shower at some point. That's all I ask, one warm shower. But I have an action-packed show for you today. I'm going to interview Mike O'Connor, and he's a nomad. He's a full-time RVer. He originally started out about 4 years ago in a van. He was a van dweller, and now he moved up to a truck camper, and he's been all over the place, and we chatted for a while. You remember last week's interview? I spoke to Wanderlust Estate, to James Wheelock. Well, this guy Mike was the instigator for James to become an RVer, and he's been doing it for a while. Very cool guy, very nice guy, and I really like his philosophy of freedom and liberty and living free, which is the name of his YouTube channel. That's how I originally met all these guys, through YouTube. Because remember, I also have a YouTube channel, Traveling Robert, and I'm putting videos almost every other day. I started since I'm doing this full time now, I started putting more videos. I started a cooking show that I'm doing on Tuesdays, and then on Thursdays I'm putting like older videos. And actually, this Thursday For me is the day after tomorrow. For you is yesterday, because that's when the podcast will come out. I'm going to actually publish the interview with Mike, so you can see it. I'm going to publish it in video form. And then on Fridays, every Friday at around 6 p.m., you know, I'm doing the happy hour live. So if you happen to be near your computer or on your phone, if you subscribe to my channel and click on the little bell, it will notify you when I'm live. And then you can ask me questions on the air, and I'll do my best to answer them. And that's a very nice way to interact with the audience, with all you guys. Talking about the audience, we've got mail today. Talking about interaction, actually. And it is voicemail. Let's listen.
Well, how you doing there, Robert? This is the Anthrit, and I went on a binge on all the podcasts. I listened to them all, and this great, great content, especially the one on Alaska. That was great. Then I had to go check out the YouTube videos on the Alaska journey. That is so awesome. And if you inspired me to want to do something like that as well. Oh, I can't wait to go and explore Alaska someday. Also, I found your channel and everything because you're trying to show us how to cook in an RV. I know we got off to the wrong foot when I said, hey, man, this wasn't in an RV. It was in a kitchen. But still, the recipe was good. It looked yummy, and I wanted to put it in my mouth, you know? Oh, yeah. And I hope to see more of those cooking videos. I'd like to see more, like, what you could really do in the RV or on a grill outside or even one of the, they call them solar ovens. I don't know if you've ever tried one of those. I've never tried one, but they look like a lot of fun and really cool to cook with. Awesome stuff, man. Awesome stuff. I'm enjoying everything. You're awesome. And I just wanted to let you know that. And no matter what, you're going to have some great adventures. Glad to see that you're doing the full-time YouTube, and I hope everything goes well for you, man. Awesome. So from this time and every time on, Robert, keep on clicking.
The Andrit, thank you. Thank you so much for that comment. I love hearing comments from you guys, especially voice mail that I can listen to your voices and play them here. And yeah, I'm totally in love with Alaska, and I was only there for like a week. It's been a while. Was it 2010? Back in 2010, I already talked about that in a previous episode. We did the Dalton Highway, America's northernmost and most isolated highway, the Dalton. And eventually, my dream is to be able to go to Alaska with my own RV. I don't think my current tow vehicle, old Kia, I don't think is going to make it. But whenever I get a truck, that's going to be like, whenever I get a decent truck, that's going to be like the first trip that we're going to make this summer in Alaska. And talking about that cooking show, this Tuesday I cooked my legendary beef stew. No, I don't know if legendary is the correct word here, but my family seems to like it, and I like it a lot. I got the original idea when we were in Bruges, Belgium, and I ordered at the restaurant a Belgian beer stew, and I loved it. So then I researched online for the recipe, and there's a Cuban dish called carne con papa, which it's literally translated as meat and potatoes. And I kind of merged those two recipes, and I came up with that beef stew that I make. That I put everything in the kitchen sink. Very cool. If you want to check out that video. And let me tell you what we did last weekend, which hopefully will be the video that I publish this Sunday. We went to this state park on the east coast of Florida called Sebastian Inlet State Park. And it's more or less halfway between Vero Beach and Melbourne. And it's a pretty cool place. It's the campground is quite nice, but we didn't have the best of experiences. It was all circumstantial, really. We were not really feeling it all that much. And there's not a whole lot to do if unless you are into fishing or boating. If you have a boat, yeah, there's plenty of stuff to do up there. But we had a couple of setbacks. First of all, on the second day that we were there, there was this horrible thunderstorm, and the whole town, actually, I think the whole town lost power, and we lost water as well. So eventually, essentially, we were boondocking, you know, self-contained, and my water tank was empty, and it was incredibly hot. So that was not a fun time. And the park on the weekends was overrun with day trips. Trippers, you know, like, so I felt like I was back in Miami almost, because the park was so full of people. But anyways, you'll see that video this Sunday on my YouTube channel, Traveling Robert. Before we continue and eventually play the interview with Mike, I want to talk about Rad Power Bikes, which, as you know, they are an electric bike manufacturer, and they offer direct-to-consumer pricing on powerful premium electric bikes. And because they sell directly to you, the consumer, you won't see that large retail markup that would be present if you were buying from a third party or a dealer. And that ensures that you're always getting a performance e-bike at a fraction of the cost. So go ahead and visit radpowerbikes.com, or rather click on the link in the show notes. I'll tell you what that is right now, and that way they know I sent you. Or call 1-800-939-0310 to learn more about their models or how to place an order. And by the way, now they're offering free shipping in all the four models. And they're pretty cool bikes. I can't wait to get my hands or my feet on the pedals of one of those and actually show it to you guys on a video. Oh, and the show notes for this episode will be at travelingrobert.com. Traveling with one L, American spelling, by the way. travelingrobert.com/podcast/0019, because this is episode 19. And now, without further ado, I'm going to play that interview with Mike O'Connor. His YouTube channel and his social media everywhere is Living Free. Well, today we are talking with Mike, and Mike has a YouTube channel, Living Free, and he travels with his dog Sober. And hello, Mike. How you doing, man?
Hi. Pretty good. I'm out on the road and loving it.
I hear you were the instigator for James to start RVing.
That's what he says.
That's what he told me. I don't know.
That feels so good to hear stuff like that and the emails and stuff like that. Encouraging people to get out here and just do it. It's so encouraging. It keeps me going.
Mm-hmm. How did you get started in this lifestyle? What did you do before? How did you decide to just hop on a van and travel the country?
Well, I spent... Sorry about the noise.
Oh,
shut the door. I just shut James outside with his phone. So I was living... I had a business for a while, and then I was living out in the woods for a while, and I ended up getting a van because I just wanted to travel, and I wanted to get out there and live a different kind of life and see if I could do it, honestly. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, it's not for everyone.
And I really loved at first the stealth van idea that I could just, I wasn't aware at the time that there's actually so many places that you don't need to be stealth.
Yeah.
So I got kind of tired of that, not being able to stand up and cook in my van and stuff like that. And It just got old. So I've got this truck camper here, kind of a mess.
Yeah, you got the truck camper a couple of months ago. I remember with it. By the way, I've been watching you. I believe I started watching you when you guys were in Slab City.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think it was Eric, our Nomadic Fanatic, that he met up with you and James and a bunch of other guys.
Yeah, I had already spent a winter in Slab City, and then the next winter, it kind of became a thing where a lot of other YouTubers wanted to go out there and see what it was all about.
Uh-huh.
They didn't want to go out there by themselves, though, like I did.
Yeah, I think it's a little intimidating for certain people, Slab City. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
It's crazy, but it's almost like the level of craziness always comes with the level of beauty.
Mm-hmm.
You have those moments that are just so beautiful. You can't recreate them, and you can't catch them on camera the right way. But it's not for everybody.
No, definitely. And usually the best moments you are not able to capture them on camera. And some things like the Grand Canyon, it is impossible to capture on camera because you have to be there to see it. There's no way.
Yep.
talking about that, so you prefer now living in the truck camper for sure, having all the creature comforts.
Oh, a lot better. I mean, I can stand up and cook here. I can do videos. I've got a desk that I can sit and edit on now. It's just so much better. And I have enough experience. I know where I can park and where I can't park, and I can find the places where I can park for the night.
Yeah. How long have you been doing this?
4 years now.
4 years now, yeah. That's quite a while. What's your favorite place that you have visited in the United States?
Oh, I gotta say, it was a place that I was just at, Rife Lake, up here in Washington. It's got to be one of the top five places I've been to. The temperature, you know, the rest of America is at like 100 degrees. The temperature there was like a perfect 75 with a nice cool breeze. Rolling over the water, was clear, surrounded by mountains. You could stay there for free for 5 days. It's actually in one of my videos, my last two videos, Rife Lake, on my channel, Living Free. And that is just, it's just so beautiful. It's just hard to explain it. You can't pull it in with camera.
No, you can feel the smells or the temperature. And definitely, I'm sure the perfect place to spend the summer, because I'm in South Florida and man, it's hot and humid and muggy. It's, you cannot be outside. Yeah. And, talking about favorite place, what is the place that you thought that maybe it was like highly recommended and you were like, meh, not really, like, didn't live up to the hype?
Okay, that's an easy answer. I gotta say, and people aren't gonna like this.
It's okay.
I don't even know if I should.
It's okay, man.
Yellowstone. I found it very, very difficult. I mean, it was beautiful and there was bears around and stuff like that. But once you want to find a place to sleep, unless you want to pay like $50 for a night, you got to drive 100 some miles out of there. I just suggest bring some good money if you're going in there. A lot of people can afford it and stuff like that. But
no, but a lot of these famous places, unfortunately, they are very expensive.
I was sitting in.
In the Florida Keys, you will not find something for less than $100. It's hard to find something for less than $100 in the Florida Keys because everybody wants to go there.
So that's, I found that Old Faithful, I was waiting for it to go off, and then it went off, and I said, oh man, that's it. I don't know.
You're gonna get into a fight. Get into a fight with James, because James is, that's his favorite place. That's what he said. So
I know.
What else? I have a couple of questions here that I had planned, but is this something that you plan to do indefinitely, like for the rest of your life? Or is there a point that you're gonna say, I'm gonna settle down, buy a house?
I think I'm gonna get a piece of land here soon and set up a base camp. Make it as self-sustaining as possible, somewhere where there's no building codes and stuff like that. But being on the road is really addicting. I think once you do it and do it the right way.
I can't wait.
If you're not doing it, you're going to be thinking about doing it.
Yeah, I can't wait to go full time. I think I waited too long. But anyways, is there anything that you found very surprising or unexpected when you started living this lifestyle that you said that hit you from left field and you were like, I didn't expect this about nomadic or RV, RV life?
It was cheaper than I thought it was going to be. Besides maintenance, of course, but it was cheaper. I mean, I was able to save a lot of money doing it, especially if you're not an antsy type person and you can show up to a campsite and stay there a while. You'll save a lot of money.
Especially weekly and monthly rates, they get really cheap.
I mean, I honestly think that somebody could easily do this if they had about $600 a month. I mean, it's always better, you know, to have a lot more.
It's like everything. Like I've heard, it could be as cheap as you want it to be, or it could be as expensive as you want it to be. Because you could do it in a 45-foot diesel pusher, you know, in RV resorts all day, and that can get really expensive.
Yeah.
All right, man. It's been great talking to you. Any final advice that you would give to prospective RVers, people who are interested in getting into this lifestyle?
Just do it. Don't plan it forever. Just get out there and do it. Right, and live free.
Yes. All right, man. Mike, it's been great talking to you, man. And Mike, say hello to Sober. Sober is you.
Yeah.
Where's Sober?
Right here. Hi.
Hey, Sober.
Who's your boo? Say hi.
Hi.
Who's your boo? All right, Robert.
All right, man. Mike, Living Free. Thank you. Thank you for the interview. And hopefully we'll see you on the road sometime. Where are you heading next?
I'm not sure. That's what's exciting about it.
you don't plan too far ahead there, right?
Yeah, I do want to go to, I am probably going to go to the RTR though this winter.
That's by Quartzsite, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Rubber Tramp, RTR Rubber Tramp Rendezvous.
Yeah. Bob's thing. If he's not having it, I'll still probably be down in courtside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I wish I could join you guys. Maybe next time.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thank you. See you on the road.
All right, man.
Bye.
Take care.
You too. Well, that was really cool. Very nice talking to Mike, Living Free. And, you know, sometimes I feel like I know these guys because same with Mike, same with James, which you heard in the previous episode of the podcast, because I've been following, you know, their YouTube videos for so long now, a couple of years now, that you kind of, there's like this group of YouTubers that they all know each other. And they are all full-timers, and I follow a bunch of them, you know, since I am not traveling full-time, not quite yet, getting close to that goal. Since I'm not traveling full-time quite yet, sometimes I travel vicariously through all these people who are full-timing, and I hope to bring you more interviews with nomads, you know, on the road. People who live full-time in the RV. There's also some full-timing families. If you go back a couple of episodes, I interviewed the Vrapi family, which he's from Albania, and she's from Montana, and they met in Italy, and they traveled for a whole year around the United States in a Class A, and now they are traveling in Europe in a with three kids in a little van in all over Europe. They're gonna travel, I think. And it's gonna be a lot of fun to follow them. And their name of the YouTube channel is When in Rome Travels, and that's because they had an Italian restaurant here called When in Rome, and they sold it, and with the profits they are traveling the world. A little more about my weekend trip to Sebastian Inlet that I forgot to mention. They have this wildlife sanctuary. Actually, it's called the National Wildlife Refuge. It's called Pelican Island, and it happens to be the first national wildlife refuge in the United States, dating back to 1902, I believe, you know, established by President Roosevelt. And it was a pretty cool place to see. There was no one there. We were the only people doing the trail. It was incredibly hot, by the way, as it is in South Florida. This was actually probably considered central Florida, but still in the summer. And the mosquitoes were the size of drones. And I think the mosquitoes in Florida are getting used to the bug repellents, you know, the DEET. Because they didn't care. They were still biting us, even though we put some DEET on. So, and there's this island where you're supposedly you see brown pelicans. But the island is far away, and they have these telescope devices that you can, but they were not working, you know. It was a little bit in disrepair. Actually, everything pretty much in this area. Maybe it's because it is the slow season in Florida, and everything is different. In the winter, everything is packed with tourists and snowbirds, and now in the summer, it's like everything is kind of laid back and you know, not as well attended as it usually is. The same with the Keys. Anyways, I think I've rambled enough today. In the next episode, I will let you know the outcome of my visit to the dealer, and finally whether my water heater works or not. And there's a pretty active group on YouTube about owners of Winnebago mini trailers, and a lot of people are having trouble with their Atwood on demand water heater, the OD50. So if you get an RV, but please make sure that you don't get one with that Atwood tankless water heater. They're giving people a lot of problems. As always, you know, you can find me on YouTube or anywhere else. My name is Traveling Robert, all one word with only one L. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And also, all the music from my videos, you can find it in everywhere music can be streamed or bought online. And I also have a CD for sale if you wanna check it out. Just go to freeinmyrv.com, and And you can get the CD, the physical CD, or the sticker with my logo and all that good stuff. FreeMyRV.com. Before I forget, make sure to check out Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. They are rebroadcasting the podcast. So if you are into fishing, hunting, boating, or the rest of the great outdoors, Reno Viola Outdoors Radio at WRVORadio.com. The tune of the week today is going to be a Road Trip Part 1, which you can find on that CD or everywhere else. And it's one of the first songs or tunes that I composed specifically for a video. And that is the video of the first road trip that we did in an RV. And I'll put a link to that video also. It's a very nice road trip we did from Miami to Sandusky, Ohio, and back. Sandusky, Ohio, because that's where Cedar Point Amusement Park is located, with all the crazy roller coasters and all that. So until the next time, thank you so much for listening, and see you on the road.